Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, and I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
On a TV theme song Thursday. That's right. You can text Rob, email him, Instagram him, tweet him if you're not blocked, your favorite TV theme songs, and we'll play them.
What you say if you're not blocked? You, what you saying?
You block cats. You made a theme song.
My Twitter, and I'll block if I want to. Block if I want to. Block if I want to. You would block, too, if they tried to diss you.
Come on, Chris. That's brilliant. Come on. Give me Chris. That's
brilliant?
That's brilliant. No?
Nice. Oh, my God.
You know it's good. That's why you're laughing so hard.
It was.
Oh, that's
nice.
Not you. That's
brilliance.
Jody.
A little strong. Brilliance a little strong, but it's nice. It's nice. Right. So I'll give you that. How are you, man? How's everything?
I'm doing good on this TV theme song Thursday. Oh my God, so much to do, so little time, and we are in the full throes of Chris, a June gloom here in Los Angeles, and you know that was
expound.
The first thing I learned when I came out here. Is and
first of all, you know it's not June.
No, but Alex, you know, Ryan, you guys who have been out here, live out here. In June, Chris, when it's nice for everybody else around the country, that's when LA experiences probably the only time when it's gray, a little chilly. You would be like, it's June, why is it not nice? And everybody told me, it's June gloom. Alex, am I right? Wrong?
It's true. It's been cold at night. I have to put a blanket on. I usually
Chris,
don't sleep with a blanket.
You know what? Yep. You know what? You know what?
What? We belly aching? What?
Stop
what do you
it?
Mean?
I mean, seriously, just stop it. All right?
He don't
Rob
understand
Parker,
our problems,
you lived
Rob.
In Detroit for 20 years, for goodness sake.
I know.
Sakes. You grew up in New York. Will you lived in Cincinnati. Will you stop it? I'm
it was
here in
chilly
Jersey.
Last night.
Well, one thing I will say about L.A. is it gets cold at night. It's not only in June either, is it? Because I know when I was out
no,
there,
no,
I
no.
kept
when the
jacket
sun goes
in
down,
my car.
Absolutely. This is the desert. So, yeah, when the sun goes
it'd
down,
be,
it gets cold.
Yeah, it'd be 75 in the day and sunny, and then you come out of a restaurant after dinner, and you're freezing. So I don't want to hear about any June gloom, and I'm sure our callers and listeners around the country don't want to hear you bellyache.
All right, I'm sorry.
Because it's 65 degrees in L.A.
Other than that, I'm good. All is good in the world.
All right. Well, we got a great show for you today. We ask you to keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening, for the next 3 hours, and we are sure you will enjoy it. We got the Odd Couple crew in the house, DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and the twos. Ryan Bershinger is in for
the ever
vacationing Rob G. Y'all talk about me taking days off? I mean, Rob G is off, seems like every other week he's taking
you know what's
a
funny,
day or two
Chris?
Or three off.
After Straight Fire went straight to his head.
Nah, really.
Yeah.
He got
it.
A little bit of love. He got two or three favorable comments Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre, and
now
he thinks he can just take off whenever he wants. Right. All of a sudden, he's a co-host.
Now. Right.
You know, so, but Rob G is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. And on the updates, my man can't wait to get on his podcast, David Gaskin, the Gas Man, with the updates. All right, Rob, yesterday we talked about it. I mean, look, you and I, we gave it attention. We talked all NFL. were we as gaga over the unveiling of the NFL schedule as everyone else?
Right. No, everybody's different. Some people, they love it, and I'm not mad at them, Chris. I like games better than I do looking at the schedule. I'm sorry.
Really?
I like games.
I'm with you.
And I'm okay. I'm okay with football coming in September. I'm not one of these. That's what makes you love it. You know what I mean, Chris? It comes, you have a season, it goes away, you miss it, and then it comes back again.
Right.
That's why we have seasons. I'm serious. I don't understand this need to, like, stress over, I can't wait. No, that's what Christmas comes once a year, right? That's what makes it special.
If Christmas was every day, I mean, that might be, the Christmas be a little different because they're gifts you get.
But you know
but
what
still,
I mean. If it was every month, yes. Would it feel the same? No,
no,
it wouldn't.
No. And that's why, Rob, and we won't get into this too deeply, but that's why these minor league NFL or minor league semi-pro, whatever you want to call them, football leagues don't work.
Because people,
you know,
want the
we
NFL,
do need a break.
Chris?
Yes, we got other sports. We got basketball. We got baseball. And I'm with you. And I love, man, there's nothing better than an NFL Sunday. I've got all my TVs set on all the different games, and I'm watching them, and it's
Chris,
great. We heard, okay, Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua are going to fight. I'm great. I'm hyped about it. But, I mean, I'm not all that. Okay, you signed it. I'm more excited about the fight.
Right.
Than the fact that, oh, it's going to happen. And yesterday it's just kind of crazy.
And I told you before, I've said this story a couple times. When I was in high school and I worked at the shoe store, Nichols Foot Form at the Queens Center Mall, Chris, on Queens Boulevard.
Stride-Rite, right?
Stride-Rite, exactly. Yeah. That was the name. Nichols Foot Form was the name.
So that's
of the school,
why you wore Stride-Rites through high school.
You know,
you
no, I didn't wear Stride-Rites through high school.
Pro Keds. You were wearing Stride-Rites. It's all right. It's all right, Rob.
No, that ain't true. But I went to my boss, Shelly Zimmerman, and I'm like, I don't work on Sundays. Chris, when you work at a mall, you have to work on the weekends, right? That's when people come shopping.
Right.
I told Shelly, I said, hey, I don't work September through December on Sundays because I watch football. That's how big of a football fan I was in high school. I refused to work on Sundays because I had to get my NFL fix. So I'm as big of an NFL fan as anybody. But the schedule thing, pump the brakes. I'm looking forward to some games, and I can't wait.
Well, speaking of that, Rob, yesterday the hysteria was in just full bore. When everybody was saying that week four, when Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go back to New England, his first trip back to New England since he left, he obviously returns as a Super Bowl champion. It is going to be, according to some, Rob, the biggest regular season game in NFL history. Now, we thought that was a little bit overboard. We'll see. I mean, but I tell you this, Rob. It will be one of, if not, because of modern technology and all that, it may be the most hyped regular season game in NFL history. And Tom Brady Sr., Rob, yes, Tom Brady's dad, he called into a radio station in Boston this morning and added to the hype. Here's what he said.
I saw the schedule come out last night, and I started salivating when I saw that we play the Patriots in the fourth game of the season, and that we're coming up here to make our record 4-0 after the fourth game. So it's a pretty fun time.
Mm. That's
Dad,
not
please.
Even Tom Brady.
Dad,
that's
are
Tom
you
Brady
playing?
Senior.
Dad, are you on Tampa Bay? Did they sign you too? Come on, man.
Hold
I
on,
get
Rob.
It.
You got
You're happy
with
about
his
your
dad
son.
Saying that?
Oh my,
if your dad said that about you, would you be mad?
I'm just saying, like he's calling up the station to kind of rub it in the Boston people's face. Why would you do that? Why would you make the people not like Tom Brady when he won 6 championships there? I don't get that part, Chris. Like he's rubbing it in their face. Why? I thought Tom Brady's synonymous with the Patriots and all that winning. Really? 1 year in Tampa Bay and Boston and New England is out the window? Come on.
Well, I don't think anybody in New England is going to hate Tom Brady because of that.
No, I'm just saying. Look, I don't understand why dad would get involved in that. That's all.
Well, here's what I will say, right? Like we said, we'll see if it's the greatest regular season game ever, whatever. But I will say this, Rob. The more I think about it, I think week four of the 2021 NFL season is going to be a nightmare. A nightmare, I tell you, for Bill Belichick. It's going to be bad. Number one, Rob, because Tom Brady, who Belichick couldn't get out of New England fast enough, returns as a Super Bowl champion with a stacked team, with Rob Gronkowski, the former Patriot. And on top of all of that, Rob, he could be in position to become the all-time NFL passing yards leader right there in Foxborough. Last year, he averaged 289.6 yards a game. That's pretty high. I mean, we'll see if he can start the season off that way, but that's good. If he does that again, Rob, through the first three games, then he will be on pace to break the record, Drew Brees' record, all-time passing yards. He's like roughly 1,100 yards behind Brees. He will be on pace to break it right there in Bill Belichick's face, in Bill Belichick's yard. And my goodness, Rob, even if he can't break the record or doesn't break the record, it's still going to be a nightmare for Bill Belichick. It really is.
I just can't see that far and believe that. What if they're struggling? What if Tom Brady's not playing well? What if they're 0-3? What if they pick off Tom Brady three times? He throws three interceptions. I mean, there's so many things that can happen. Chris, I get the scenario and what you're setting up, but we need to get closer there before I can just commit to saying it's going to be a nightmare. It might actually be Belichick's revenge, because his defense plays well against Tom Brady, beats him, Tom throws some picks, doesn't play well, and then he can say, man, I know how to defend that guy or whatever. If I was coaching in the Super Bowl, not the Chiefs, I just forgot his name.
After Andy Reid.
Andy Reid's terrible performance there. And you got to admit, he was.
You never miss a chance to rip Andy Reid.
Come on, Chris. That was terrible. When Patrick Mahomes scores no points.
His offensive line was jacked up.
Nah, but you got to come up with something.
I mean,
you don't run
the Chiefs.
You don't run the football, Chris. Come on. You got to do something to mix it up. But my point is, we have to wait to see where we are, whether or not that's going to be a nightmare. That's all I'm saying. I'm not there yet.
Even if Brady's not in position to break the record, Rob, it's still going to be a nightmare. Now, you're right. Maybe Belichick will pull a rabbit out of his hat. Maybe Belichick will turn back the clock. Maybe Belichick's Patriots will have a year that very few are expecting them to have, and they will put it on the defending Super Bowl champions, who, again, are stacked. Maybe. And maybe Emmanuel quickly will win the MVP award next year in the NBA. I mean, I'm just saying, Rob Parker, even if Tom Brady doesn't break the record there, his return is a reminder to Belichick and everyone else in Boston, greater Boston, that you could still be rolling. You could still be rolling. Had you kept Tom Brady and spent money to put pieces around him, all that money you spent this summer, you could have spent it on when Brady was there. And maybe, just maybe, your dynasty would still be intact.
I think that's
he knows
the biggest
how to
reach.
Beat Pat Mahomes.
That's the biggest reach.
How is
ever.
It a reach? He just because went to a 7-9 football team and won the Super Bowl.
No, because they didn't have the people or the freedom last year, Chris. The money opened up after last season. Not they didn't have it. They were strapped.
They could have spent more.
No, they
than
could
they,
not.
Remember,
they were strapped.
He wouldn't go out to get skill position.
They were
players.
Strapped. And the other thing
that's
is
what everybody
in
was
the
saying.
AFC,
go get some skill position.
I don't buy that. If Tom Brady was still there, they would have made it to the AFC. They would have won the Super Bowl or gotten to the Super Bowl. I don't buy that for 1 minute. And
you haven't bought it since 2012.
No, I wouldn't buy that last year. And number two, Bill Belichick didn't do anything wrong. He's done what every other football coach has ever done. All the greats have finished their careers elsewhere because that's what you do in that league. He didn't do anything wrong. They kept Brady maybe 2 or 3 years longer than he really wanted to.
Really? They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, but he had no touchdowns in that Super Bowl.
So
he didn't play that great.
They won the Super Bowl.
It doesn't matter. I'm just telling you.
It's to win it.
That the same thing. It's Brady won the Super Bowl the same way that Peyton Manning won it with an awesome defense.
No, he wasn't that bad.
And that was it. Not to say that, but it was an awesome defense that stopped Patrick Mahomes from scoring a single point in the Super Bowl.
Well, you talking about in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, I'm talking
last year. I mean, Brady played well though.
No, that I'm talking about Patrick Mahomes having a zero.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, the defense was great, but Brady played well too. He certainly wasn't
the defense won the
Denver.
Super Bowl. The team won the Super Bowl.
No, if I had to
pick
one
of the two, the defense won the Super Bowl.
Team won it.
You told me that Patrick Mahomes.
Score points.
You told me Patrick Mahomes is the Michael Jordan, and he gets no points in a Super Bowl.
Did Michael Jordan win it every year?
No, that's not what I said.
Six out of 15 years. So I think Pat Mahomes is still on pace.
No,
I'm just saying, you brought up Michael Jordan.
For a guy to get skunked in a Super Bowl who's supposedly going to be the GOAT or one of the greatest all time, I can't. That's almost impossible to believe.
I saw Jordan get stripped from behind by Nick Anderson in the playoffs.
Okay. All right, did he get 0 points?
I'm just saying.
Did he get 0 points?
Well, it's different sports, Rob. I can't believe that
the GOAT, the greatest quarterback ever, or supposedly
got
0 points in the Super Bowl.
We'll see. I mean, Michael Jordan got swept in the playoffs a lot of times. And he went on to become the GOAT. All I've said is the potential is there. Just like the potential for Belichick to have a nightmare in week four of the 2021 season. All right, your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. I'm saying it could be ugly. It will be ugly. Whether the Buccaneers blow them out or just edge them, whatever, it's a reminder that you could have still been rolling, Mr. Belichick, in New England had you kept Brady and built around him once again. What do you think, though? Am I bugging? Am I tripping? Am I full of hyperbole? You went Rob? Let's hear it. 877-99 on Fox. Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is The Odd Couple.
Wonder whatever became of me. I'm
Rob,
living on the
Alex
air in Cincinnati.
Plays. Is this the original?
I don't know if
is this the one they played for the show or is this a song? I guess it's the original.
It's the OG.
But I was living in Cincinnati when that show was out.
That's a weird show. You know, am I right, Chris? Were you a big fan?
I thought it was good. I liked it.
I love the theme song,
good.
WKRP.
You had Venus Flytrap. Remember, he was cool.
There was a real station there, Chris. I don't know if you remember when you lived there. It's really WKRC. That's the real station that it was named after.
That they did it after. Okay.
Yeah, and they changed it to WKRP.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, part of it, you know, my family was into it because it was Cincinnati. But,
right.
But we liked it. So, all right, it's a TV theme song Thursday. We got time for a couple calls. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, brought to you by Discover Card. Discover matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted in 99% of the places in this country that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations apply. Are you with me? This is going to be a nightmare for Belichick week four.
Seth in Illinois, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Guys, how you doing? First time caller. Love the show.
Thank you, buddy.
My man, thank nightmare. You.
Yes.
It's going to be an absolute nightmare. Tom Brady is the GOAT. And here's the thing. I got family that live up in Boston on my wife's side of the family. And when Tom Brady and the Bucs won the Super Bowl this last year, it was like the Patriots won. They were going crazy. They still love Tom Brady.
Wow.
So I won't be surprised at the game that the fans will be just excited to see the Bucs score, see Tom Brady do well, and to see, of course, their own Patriots win. So that's what I think.
Wow.
That's so
I
weak.
I like Seth.
I hate that. I think Seth, that's weak.
Keep
thanks calling for calling,
in,
Seth.
My man.
Appreciate
hey,
it.
All do right. you – wow, if they take over that stadium, Rob, I don't think
I don't
take over,
it.
But I think it might – maybe it'll be 50-50. They'll cheer for both teams, you know, if Brady scores.
Glenn in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Glenn?
What's going on, fellas? This is a second-time caller. I love the show. I love the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
And I've been sitting here listening and just laughing at Rob hating on the Patriots. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's
oh, yeah.
Well, oh, my comment is I think people are dropping the ball. I think Cam and Belichick is going to have a lot on their minds, and they're going to want to show the people that the Patriots are back. I think that's what's going
to
happen.
Didn't Cam want to do that last year? I mean, he was talking about the lion roaring and all that, right?
But Cam, you know,
Instagram,
a lot
all
of
that
times
stuff?
Yeah, a lot of times people forget that Cam was hurt. You know, he had COVID. He didn't get a chance to practice with the team. I think Cam
the
is going to
COVID
have
may have shut him down. I give you that because he was off to a nice little start. But
exactly,
this notion, I'd love to see it, but this notion that Cam is going to come out and have a great year, we've been waiting on it for a few years now, and it hasn't happened. I'm sorry. I don't think it's happening.
I think you're going to get it. Watch.
Call back. Call back after week four.
All right. Can
we
squeeze in one more?
Yep.
Let's squeeze in Coop in Seattle. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Coop?
Fellas, how you guys doing?
Good, brother. How are you?
I'm good. I'm relocating to Oregon, so it won't be Seattle anymore pretty soon. But real quick, hey, Chris, you out your mind. I just don't.
Oh, really?
You,
I'm out my mind.
I really don't get you, bro. I mean, before you start to ramble, let me hit you off with a couple of facts. That guy's going to be 44 on August 3rd.
He was 43 last year.
Okay.
When you see the 43-year-old do what he just did?
Chris, he's about to be 44 next August. The guy's over, man. It's over. And he's
really?
A stacked team.
Where's the
he
evidence? Give me some evidence that he's 44. That's your evidence? Because you could have said the same thing a year, 2 years
ago. Coop, you couldn't be more spot on, Coop. You know, people drinking the Kool-Aid for years on Tom Brady. You already know it, Coop.
Hey, Coop,
exactly.
What did I say? What did I say when Tom Brady signed with the Buccaneers? They are going to the Super Bowl.
But he picked the Chiefs
I picked the Chiefs to beat them, but I picked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
He was so caught up. He was so caught up that Tom Brady was so great that he was going
to
win. That he was getting to the Super Bowl, but that Mahomes was going to win.
Right?
Okay, that's how much confidence you had in Tom Brady. Now you think he's all that, and he's going to win this year.
I'm just saying, no. I haven't picked him to win it this year.
Oh, okay.
I haven't picked Tom Brady to win the Super Bowl. What I said, I picked them to win the NFC.
I'm just asking you about if
that's
you were
a good
so into Tom Brady.
Because you were killing
me. He's
it ain't
so
about
great.
Being into Tom
I'm
Brady.
I'm just asking
about
you, he's so great he
had
won six championships, but you didn't pick him for the Super Bowl. That
seven,
doesn't make
Rob,
sense to me.
Seven.
No, I said going into that, six. He had already won six, but you didn't pick him.
It's not about cheering for Tom Brady. It's
I didn't say
about
cheering. I'm just surprised you didn't pick him.
And why? Because I think Pat Mahomes is great, too. So I was wrong on the Super
Who's better?
Bowl. But that's a heck of a predict. Well, historically right now, obviously Tom Brady is. But in this moment, Patrick Mahomes is better. All right, we got our man Eddie House coming up, NBA champion. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And our next guest was an NBA sharpshooter. Oh, I'm sorry, is a sharpshooter. Not in the NBA anymore, but he can still light it up from outside the arc. NBA champion, our man, one of our favorite guests, Mr. Eddie House. What's up, brother?
What's happening? How y'all doing, man?
Man, doing
we are great, man. We are great. All right, let's get right to it. There's so much to talk about. Do you think, let me ask you this, because we're going to talk about this a little later. Are the Lakers, Eddie, we know they're in the play-in right now. If you were a Laker fan, would you rather them be in the play-in and face, say, Steph Curry, and then if they lose that game, they got Memphis or San Antonio most likely? Would you rather, and then if you get through the play-in, though, you will either face Utah or Phoenix in the first round, or would you rather them get to the sixth seed and play the Clippers in the first round?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's like this. I can't see myself as a Laker fan, so I won't speak from that perspective.
But you know what I'm saying.
I got you, but from a perspective as a player, I would want to be in the playoffs. And it doesn't matter where we're at. I wouldn't want to play the playing game for a couple reasons. Anybody could get hot. Anybody could get hurt in there. And say you lose that first game, you're in trouble if something unfortunate happens in that first game. As far as whatever seeding, I wouldn't care. As long as I'm in the playoffs, you're going to have to go through everybody anyway. You're going to have to go through the toughest teams anyway. Why not get them out the way? I don't think the Lakers as a team, if they're healthy, they're whole, and everybody's back, I don't think that they should fear any team. I think that they have size. And if LeBron James is healthy, and I remind you that 80% LeBron James is better than 90% of the league. So if he comes back healthy, with AD being healthy and Drummond getting some reps with these guys and Kuzma learning his role in that offense and Schroeder coming back, which is a lot of things that have to happen. I think it doesn't matter where you put them. I think it's inevitable to see them facing the Nets in the finals if everybody's healthy.
Yeah, but you said a lot of ifs, and that's why I'm out on them. Too many things have to go right. And tell me about a groin injury, Eddie. Did you have one? I'm sure you did in your career at some point. And does it linger? Does it take a while to go away? AD, right. AD's got the groin.
It all depends on the severity of it. You know, you could tweak it a little bit or you could, pull it. And a pulled groin is not cool. It takes forever to get back from. All your motions that you even getting out of bed bothers you. If it's a slight little, a ding or anything like that, I think with rest and some exercises, you could bounce back pretty quickly. But again, it's a lot of drama. They're in Tinseltown, so they're going to put on it's a big show. Everybody's wondering what's going on. Believe me, when playoff time hits, those guys are going to hit the ground running, and they're going to be healthy. And they're going to be looking to play whoever they have to play to knock them off to try to get to the finals because – Let's be honest. We all want to see it. A Lakers and Nets final.
You're in Phoenix. You see a lot of the Suns. Chris Paul has really helped that team turn around. There's a drumbeat now for him to be the MVP. I'm a voter. I'm going with Nikola Jokic. Would you vote for MVP right now?
I think Jokic has a strong case, but. Look at what Chris Paul has done. He has his team in a better position, a better seed. Look at the turnaround the team has had since he came. Yeah, there has been other pieces added, but he has been the catalyst of the team. Leadership-wise, making big shots when he needs to make big shots, making big plays when he needs to. Gives Devin Booker the opportunity to be Devin Booker to score and not have to be the playmaker so much. Yeah, it's a buzz around this city. I think that he definitely should get the vote. He changed the whole organization around.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't. I was going to ask you, but even when Jamal Murray went down, people thought, oh, Denver would buckle a little bit, and they didn't. I mean, that's the part that I look at, and I got to give Jokic credit.
You got
credit.
Jokic, right, Rob?
Right, I got Jokic. I'm just saying, like, they didn't crumble because Jamal Murray went out. They still won at a similar rate. So I think that speaks volumes to me.
I think it speaks volumes too, and they played through Jokic. But my thing is this: we look at where they were last year, right? How much better are Denver this year than they were last year? You look at the Suns this year compared to last year. How much better are they this year than they were last year? And you can look at the major factor. There have been other pieces added and guys have stepped their game up, but I think that all falls on Chris Paul's leadership, him pushing guys, him putting people in position to be the best they can and leading by example, not just barking out there, but also leading by example. And if guys ain't doing the right thing, he bites at times. So that's the reason why I like Chris Paul for the MVP. And moving forward, do I think that the Suns can compete for a championship? I think they're one step away, one major piece away, either at the three position. I know they have some guys there, and they kind of platoon that at the three or the four, but really at the three position, a guy that can play two-way basketball, I think that's where they're missing right there, another lethal score.
You've mentioned Brooklyn a few times. That's your pick to come out of the East. I don't know if you saw the game last night with James Harden, but he didn't miss a beat. 18 points, almost a triple-double. I think, Eddie, he's the key. I don't think they can get out of the East without him, and I think they can win it if he plays every game.
No, he's definitely the key. I think you look at what he brings. He's a guy who is allowing Kyrie to be Kyrie. I know he's not there right now, but he's allowing KD to be KD. He's took the role on it as I'm a facilitator. And think about that bounce pass he made. That's an elite pass that he made last night. There's not too many people that have played this game that are able to make that pass that he made yesterday. Unbelievable pass. And he's a willing passer. And the thing about him is, if you think about it, he is being the facilitator, but don't sleep on if he needs to score, he will score. And I think the reason why I like the Nets, well, I'll tell you why I like the Nets, is because the usage rate for James Harden the past few years, where he has been doing everything, and he looks like he always loses his legs. They say, where did he go late in games, late in the playoffs? He's not going to have that usage rate. He's going to be making plays. So when it comes down in the stretch, there's no excuse now. He should have his legs, and I think that's very dangerous for anybody that's going to be playing the Nets.
Hey, Eddie, let's make a friendly wager of some Wingstop, a 20-piece, and a drink. You have Chris Paul for the MVP. I'll take Jokic. And this reminds me.
Jokic is going to win going away.
This reminds me. Wait a minute. Hold on, Eddie. Let me tell you why. This reminds me of last year with the LeBron drum beat. It's not a lifetime achievement award.
It is.
And everybody had the same drum beat for LeBron, and he got trounced in the voting. Chris is right. It's going to be another. Chris Paul is not winning the MVP.
Well, that's fine. You guys asked my opinion. I gave you my opinion. I didn't want to bet on it. But, hey, you know what you could do, though, Rob? Hold those wings and that soda. My birthday is tomorrow. I'd like to get that from you one of these days. We're going to sit back and celebrate my birthday.
Hey, I'll send it to you, man.
Yo, happy birthday,
I'll send you a gift card.
Man.
Happy birthday. How old will you be?
Is that the big 4-0?
No, 43, man. I'm 3 years old.
Okay.
Past that, man.
Okay.
43. Yeah, and I do want to say
awesome,
again,
man.
Real quick, I know we're breaking. Eddie, thank you. He did a piece for us on MLBBro.com about the A's potentially moving out of Oakland, his hometown team. So if you didn't check that out, go to MLBBro.com.
I hate to say it, Eddie. They gone.
Man, I hope they not gone. But, guys, I can't believe we ain't talked about Russ at all, though. But I know we running
out
of time.
Go ahead. Give me. You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
How unbelievable is he, man? And I think everybody wants to water down the triple-double. What's impressive is the fact that when he does get a triple-double, his team wins. And I want to say, 15 assists yesterday, a guy coming in that was not known as a point – wasn't a point guard, and people try to make him a point guard to be one of the top leaders in assists.
He's leading again this year, yeah.
Yeah, year in and year out, and also – you know, out-rebounding guys like Embiid and stuff like that. I mean, you got to tip your cap to it and say If it was so easy, everybody be doing it. And if you could do it, you go to the rec center and do it for a day and holler at me when you do that.
I'm with you, Eddie. I'm looking at my all-NBA teams, and I think I got to find a place for Russ on there. I'm not saying first team for sure. Probably not second, but I got to find a place for him probably on third team. I mean, man, this is incredible what he's doing. Even over Beal to me. Over Beal. I mean, if you had to pick one of those two to put on all-NBA, I'm going with Russ.
Well, the reason why I would probably go Beal play more games than Russ, and I think that's the problem. If they were healthy and was able to play, they would be in a much better position than they are right now. Believe that, especially the way Russ plays and the way Beal had been playing. That would have been a nice team to see step into the playoffs and go from where they were last year and get into the playoffs and not a play-in game, but actually clinch a playoff berth.
Yeah, right. I mean, I hope they can get through the play-in round. That'd be nice. I don't think they beat one of the top two teams. But, you know, I don't think you want to play them in the first round.
No, you don't want to play Brody. You know, but he's going to bring it every night, man. That's one guy I tell you that I would pay money out of my pocket to go watch play. I appreciate his competitive spirit. He doesn't take a day off, and he doesn't cheat the game. Any way you look at it, he doesn't cheat the game. And that's the reason why he gets all these triple-doubles, because he never cheats the game.
All right, that's our man, Eddie House. Great stuff as always, brother. We appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Y'all take care, bro.
Yep. James Harden is back on the court with the Nets, but should Brooklyn still be concerned about the health of their big three? We'll discuss that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a TV theme song Thursday. And again, he's playing those originals. Like the song. This is not the theme song from MASH.
Why are you hating right now, see?
I'm just saying. It's right. You know what I'm saying, Rob.
Is this from the movie,
this
maybe?
Is MASH, right?
Nah, this is
right.
MASH's theme.
But it's not
the
theme.
The TV version.
Right.
All right, you guys
TV
any
version.
Suit or something?
No,
I'm trying to play
it
so we can enjoy it.
You can't play the TV versions?
Bro,
You didn't know.
Today,
I know,
man.
You weren't even born then.
Tough
but
crowd.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same.
The
buzz,
last episode, yeah. Chris.
All right, I'll give
college.
Sports takes. You guys play music.
All right.
Listen to him getting salty.
I know. Planners so on line one.
Wow. So what were you going to say, Rob? The last episode of MASH?
Yeah, I was in college, and it was a big deal.
You
it was
were
like
in
one
college.
Of the highest.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like, well, whatever, Chris.
No, really, I was like a little kid with MASH was on.
Well, whatever. Well, we got 5 years difference between us, so that would be the difference between me being in college at 19 or 18.
I hope
you
were a freaking
being,
freshman.
No, I think I was a senior. No, I'm just kidding. I don't remember. But I remember watching it with all my friends. You know what I mean? It was a big
right.
deal.
I don't think MASH, look, it was a classic, as we all know.
Yeah, but that
I don't
wasn't
think
one of
it trans. Do you think it transcends generations? Some shows don't. I think some do, some don't. I don't think MASH do.
That show just doesn't register for me. I don't even know. I get the premise of it, Chris, but I don't remember storylines. You know, like that's the thing I was talking to you before. Certain shows just don't have that. Like you know when
but
you remember episodes.
Hit,
no, I know, but I couldn't tell you. Like, oh, the episode when this happened or when that. No, right. none of them register like that to me.
Nah, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, but anyway, that was MASH. All right. Last night, Rob, the Brooklyn Nets welcomed back James Harden, and he did not disappoint. 18 points, Rob, 11 assists.
He looked great.
7 rebounds in 26 minutes. 6 for 8 from the floor. And you get this. 8 Nets scored in double figures. 8.
Right.
They just look so much better when he's at the helm. You know, I mean, that dude, Rob, who knows what he'll go down as, a point guard, a shooting guard. I mean, I've always considered him a shooting guard, even though he essentially was playing the point guard in Houston, scoring point guard, but point guard. But that dude, man, if he gets a ring, Rob, if he gets a ring this year and leads them to the championship and is the finals MVP, I'm telling you, His legacy is already great. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. We all know that. I'm telling you, Rob, if he does that, I think his legacy will go through the roof.
I think he'll get that much more respect as he gets already. I think he has a chance for that to happen, Chris, especially if he's the catalyst.
Right.
He might not even be the finals MVP, but if he plays well and sets up everything and it's obvious to most people, I think you're right.
Yeah, he won't be their leading scorer. He might even be the third leading scorer. But Magic Johnson wasn't always the leading scorer, obviously, in a lot of their finals. So if he's doing that, though, I'm telling you, he's going to get so much more respect. And he already gets a ton for how great he is. So it's going to be interesting to watch. Let's just hope he stays healthy, right? All right, we got 2 hours left of the Odd Couple. You know what to do. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio.